Varsity Kiseite, and hello, as we continue. The subtitle here is The Spiritual Amniotic Sac. Pretty dramatic name, huh? At any event, let's take a look. Once again, the English subtitle is We Are in a State of Fetal Development. Perush, what does that mean? So with regard to the description of our receipt of the Luchos Roshonos that we find here in Sefer Dvarim, it says, Ba'alusi in Perak Tes in Dvarim, Ba'alusi ha-harav, la-kachas luchos ha-avanim, luchos ha-bris, ha-shekaras ha-shem yimachem, v'yishay bahar arbaim yom v'arbaim loyla, lechem lo-achalti umayim lo-shosisi. 40 days and 40 nights. That was the time period within which Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Sinai in order to receive the Torah. We're talking here about the Luchos Rishonos. Says the Sifsekon Mitzvahs. Eish b'har arbaim yom b'arim layla, masha hoyu arbaim yom k'neged yitziras havlad, k'mosh yitziras haguf b'arbaim yom, kein haya tzorech arbaim yom l'Torah. V'al bisha zeh malbush shu pashtios kanera, kanera shihi sipurim, k'dei shiyakablu ha'odam kodem, v'achakach yikabel ha'nistar. V'al zeh amor arbaim yom k'neged apshat, shu yoser nira kayom, ואחר כך ארבעים לילה כנגד סודי התורה ורמוזיה שהם מסורים כמוסים ומחוסים כלילה. So the Sifsei Kohen Mitzvah says that the idea of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu spent from the beginning of Zman Matan Torah Seinu in order to receive the Luchos, those 40 days are k'neged yitziras havlad, the 40 days of the development, the first stage of development of the fetus, the embryo. And he says that even the 40 days and 40 nights are, as it were, k'neged, they represent the pshat understanding, and then afterwards the secrets of the Torah, the day reflecting the pshat, things are clear, and the nighttime reflecting the secrets of the Torah, things that are less clear. The Or HaChaim also says that there were 40 days of Kabbalah Satorah, and he mentions Shekola Olam Nivra B'Shish Yomim V'Aluchos Bri'asam L'Arboim Yom. He mentions the idea we see in Chazal, we see in the Medrash, famous story of Bechia, with Rabbi Yochanan, who was walking with his Talmud, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. And Rabbi Yochanan passed by a field, and he said to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, you see this field? It used to belong to me. I sold it so I could learn Torah. And then they passed a vineyard, and Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing again. You see this vineyard? This vineyard belonged to me, and I sold it in order to be able to learn Torah. And a beautiful home. Rabbi Yochanan said, once again, I sold this in order to learn Torah. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba began to cry. And Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, mystified. Why are you crying? He says, you left nothing for your old age, says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba to his Rebbe. To which Rabbi Yochanan retorted, is it something small in your eyes that I exchanged objects of this world that came into being during 6 days of creation in order to receive the Torah that took 40 days to come from heaven to earth? The idea being that the Torah is just like the development of the embryo inside. That first stage of development is 40 days. So too also the Torah reaches the world after 40 days. Those are Luchos Rishonos. With regard to the Luchos Shnios, so it says, once again, here in Sefer Dvarim, Anochi amadati bahar k'yamim rishonim. This is Moshe Rabbeinu describing how he went up to receive the Luchos Shnios after the first set of Luchos were broken on Shibasa B'Tammuz. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Anochi amadati bahar k'yamim rishonim arbaim yom v'arbaim laila, v'yishma Hashem elai gam b'pam hahi. Right? Lo ava Hashem ashchi secha. And so, Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, was receptive to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos. Chazal say those intermediate 40 days, and during the last 40 days, the 40 days from, as we'll see in just a moment, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippurim, those days were days of Ratzon, of Ritzui. And as the Rashi says, Kayamim Rishonim Shel Luchos Rishonos, Lahim Baratzon, Afeilu Baratzon, Avalim Tzoyim, Shamanati Sham Lispal Aleichem Hayu Bekas. The intermediate 40 days of this entire 120-day period were Bekas. Moshe Rabbeinu was being Mispal, Adakosh Baruch Shav Rachmanas HaKla Yisrael, but in the last 40 days were days of Ratzon. Says the Tur in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tanya, he brings the Medrash from Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Rosh Chodesh El, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lebosha, Alei Elai Ahora, Sha'az Ola Lekabel Luchos Achronos. That's when he went up on Rosh Chodesh El, and he eventually came down on Yom Kippurim. That's why Yom Kippurim for us is really the day of our receipt of the Luchos. First Luchos were broken, second set of Luchos were received on Yom Kippurim. So the Minog, I think the name from the Godim, that's why there's a Minog on Erev Yom Kippur, that the Gabbai gives out honey cake in the Shul, and in case, on the one hand, he gives it from the Tzibur, in case Chalil, it was Nigzar on an individual, that he should have to be Mesparnes, Minat Staka, that he should be Yotza the Gzera through receiving on this day, on Erev Yom Kippur, honey cake that was bought with the Kasper Tzibor. And it's honey cake because Dvash V'chalav Tachas L'choshonech, that the Torah is compared to honey, milk under the tongue. And since we can't eat Yom Kippur, so we celebrate Matan Torah on Erev Yom Kippur with the honey cake. Be that as it may, we see that this period that we are in right now, in Chodesh Elul, starting from Chodesh El, Rosh Chodesh El, and culminating on Yom Kippurim, 40 days is a period that is akin to the development of the embryo inside the mother's womb. It says, we wrote over here, just as in gestation the fetus develops, likewise in the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur, there is meant to be accelerated spiritual growth, just like the fantastic physical growth of the embryo inside, so too also, during this time period in particular, we're meant to be, as it were, in a state of accelerated spiritual growth. That being the case, just as proper nourishment is crucial during pregnancy, so too at this juncture of time, we must nourish our spiritual selves. Let's address several aspects of Emuna, that is the Jewish worldview, that form the canvas upon which we paint our portrait of Torah Vavoda Ugminas Chasodim. Right? Our Emunah, where we view the world, our outlook on the world, our Veltan Sham, our worldview, that becomes the canvas, and upon that we paint in many different hues a life of Torah Vavoda and Ugminas Chasodim. Elul. This is something we've discussed many times before from the name of the Shloah. Shlach says, he brings the name of Kadmonim, that the Pasuk in Hosea, or Amos, I'm sorry, it says, Aryeh Sho'ag Milo Yirah. The lion roared, who will not fear? Aryeh, says the Shlach, is Rosh Tevos. Right? Aleph, standing for El, Reish, standing for Rosh Hashanah, Yud, standing for Yom Kippurim, and He, standing for Hoshana Rabbah. In other words, these are the four Tachanot, the four stations of the process of Din. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and Hoshana Rabbah. Ruchami Kanievsky, Zechat Tzadik V'Gvorocha, explained why does it say Aryeh Sho'ag in the past? Aryeh Sho'eg? Aryeh Sho'ag? He says because the sense of trepidation should be based upon what a person has seen, what he's experienced in the previous year. All those trials and tribulations, all of those examples of Midas Adin, should, as it were, bring us to a more careful attitude and approach towards life, to be charedim midvar Hashem, to be eager, alert, diligent, quick, zrizim, to do the Dvar Hashem. Further, the Baal HaTorim teaches us, we know the many remazim, many hints. The most famous one, of course, is Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. The Adi Vadram brings down Rosh Tevis El Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. But there are many, many remazim to El and the Baal HaTorim. Cites a pasuk from Tehillim, from L'David Hashem Ori. Lule Amanti Loros V'Tuv Hashem Be'eretz Chaim. Lule Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. Universal letters Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed is Elo, Osius Elo. Shimi Elo Va'ela Charadati Neger Hashem, says the Baal HaTorim. From Rosh Chodesh El and onward, I have been eager, diligent, quick, zariz to do the word of Hashem. Now, if we examine this pasuk, and examine this word, which the Baal HaTorim says, Lule, is a remes El, we find something extremely interesting. It's in the David Hashem Ori, that's Perek Chav Zayin and Tehillim, and there it says, Al Tiknei B'Nefesh Tzarai, do not give me over, David HaMelech says, to the will of my enemies. Don't put me in their hands. Ki kam uviyedei sheker, for false witnesses have risen up against me, vifei Hamas, those who would express their evil against me. The next pasuk is, Lule he'amanti laros v'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. If I did not believe to see the tuv Hashem, the goodness of Hashem be'eretz chayim, in the land of the living. And the final pasuk, as we know, Kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yimitzivech, Kaveh el Hashem, place your trust in Hashem exceedingly, strengthen your heart, and place your trust in Hashem. But in any event, if we see this word, lule, so if you'll note in the Tanakh, which is meduktak, in terms of the way the Tzuras HaOsius appears, if you look at a Koren Tanakh, so that you say lule, you'll note that there are dots, right? There are dots, underneath the letters of lule, three above, three below. Wherever the osios, wherever a word is dotted, it comes to exclude, what you might have thought is the basic understanding. There are exceptions. There's an exception here. There's something going on. So listen to this Rashi here. Rashi says in lule amanti. It says Rashi, im lo she'amanti mba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kvar komu bi osam edi sheker v'koluni. The first parish where the Rashi says is that the pasuk Yud Gimel, lule amanti, is coming on the heels of the pasuk before Yivis, pasuk Yud Beis, ki komu bi edi sheker v'chamas, and David HaMelech says, if not for my belief in Hashem, I would have been finished, because these edi sheker would have destroyed me. That's the first parish in Rashi. The lule nakud, Rashi brings a second parish, nakud alav, lemedrash, teach you a medrash, another understanding, shedarshu rabosenu, yodea nisha tanosein, schar letzadikim, says Rashi, that David HaMelech says, that I know that you are going to give a good reward to the tzadikim, lolam abab, but I don't know if I have a portion with them or not. Now, we're all accustomed to seeing more than one parish in Rashi, other Mefarshim, etc. And this is no exception. However, over here, we're talking about what is meant to be cooking, as it were, inside my guts. The first parish of Rashi is full of hope. Hashem is going to be there for me. I don't have to worry about the Eidei Sheker. The second parish in Rashi is saying, don't take anything for granted. Because even though you know the Creator plans to give reward to the Tzaddikim, who says you're going to be amongst them? Well, I understand you can have more than one parish, but how's a person supposed to live life? You can't live life like a novice driving a stick-shift car. It doesn't work. The two ideas are diametrically opposed. Am I full of hope? Or am I full of misgiving? Which should I be? I think the answer lies in that the first explanation addresses our insecurity, while the second attends to our complacence. There's a balance. We're sometimes insecure, we're anxious, We're scared. What will be with us? Is there hope for us? The first parish answers that. It relates to that. Rav Nachman says that the 80 sheker, who are the 80 sheker? It says, what do you call Nekutei Halachos, that the 80 sheker, those are the Yetzer Hara and his henchmen. And their false testimony against me is basically your lost cause. You can't overcome your past. You can't change your ways. He come of the 80 sheker and says, Rav Nachman, who are the honest Edim, the truthful Edim? Shem Bechinas Klal HaTorah, Bechinas Shnei Luchas HaEdus, Shem Maskirin Umzarzin Es HaOdam B'Chopam Leval Yisyayesh Atzvo Min HaRachamim. The first part of the first parish in Rashi is coming to address Luli HaEmanti as being the answer to the previous pasuk, kikom v'yede sheker, the forces of the Yetzara, of the Satan, would have me believe about myself that I'm hopeless, that I have no future, that it's impossible for me to change. The second parish in Rashi is coming, as it were, to address my complacence. Everything's fine, yetov. I don't have to change anything. I can be smug, I can be complacent, I can be self-satisfied, I'm okay. And Rashi tells us that the dots upon Luli say, don't take that for granted. We need to blend both Birushim together. Is it a done deal, everything's fine, nothing to worry about? Yetov, no matter what. Don't say that. You must work. You must struggle. You must, as it were, change your simplistic, superficial, or perhaps even worse, attitude towards the world. But don't despair. Don't be afraid. Don't think you won't be successful. The first parish says, no. The 80 sheker, they won't be successful. Don't believe them when they say there's no hope for you. Believe the 80 emes. Believe the shnei luchos habris. This idea relating to the second aspect of Rashi, that we mustn't just assume everything is fine, no problems, no issues, etc., it's all pashut, it's a done deal. So we see this also in another remez to Elul. We say in Mizmor LeSoda, it's in Perikof, Kuf. We say it every day, during the weekday. De'u ki Hashem hu Elokim hu asonu, velo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. The ksiv is lamed aleph, right? The kri is lamed vav. Say, it's funny, it's pronounced the same. It says it's fasemes in the name of the Chidush Yerim. Moriskeni zal omar remez al elo lo anachnu hakriv aksiv. In other words, the lamed vav and the lamed aleph, right? Put them together, they spell elo. Says the Sfasemes, Al Yidei Shlo Anachnu, with a Lamed Aleph. That doesn't mean that we should cease being ourselves, but we should cease living a superficial self that we've become accustomed to. Oops. Seem to have a problem here. That's very unfortunate. It appears that the something has happened to the Zoom.
Recording in progress.
Not sure what happened there. All of a sudden went off. I'm sorry about this, but I'm not going to have time to redo this. It's a little bit, be a little bit of a choppy. Shemi Azor. Okay. My apologies. So, the two Pirushim and Rashi address, on the one hand, our complacence, and on the other hand, our sense of insecurity. This is part of our development. Nothing is simple, nothing is simplistic. It requires our attention. We need to shake up our superficial view of the world. But on the other hand, we mustn't lose faith and think it's an impossible task. Two Pirushim and Rashi. Now let's go to Parshas Ki Tsetse. If we've discussed sources here from Elul and Chazal and Farshim, what they have to say about Elul, let's take a look at something fascinating from Parshas Ki Tsetse. It says, this is the very beginning of the Parsha. It's talking about a person who's been executed for a capital crime. L'maisa la'alocha, it's for a person who's over to Vodazara, God forbid, cursed towards heaven, etc. That person is executed and then he is hung up on a pole, on an eitz, for the purpose of drawing people's attention to seeing the terrible repercussions of a person committing a severe sin of this nature. But he has to be immediately taken down from this and buried and not allowed to stay there over nightfall. Pasuk says, Lo salim nivlasa ala eitz, the body, the lifeless body, should not remain on the eitz over nightfall. Ki kavor sikvarena bayom ahu, he should be buried that day. Ki kilas elokim talui, for God forbid the curse, chas v'chalil, right, elokim is talui. Lus tameh esad moscha, asher Hashem elokecha nosin echa nachlo. And you should not defile the land that Hashem has given to you as an inheritance. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Matir osa miyad, v'imlan over alav. The person allows the executed individual to remain there through nightfall, he's over in the lav. Shenemar lo sali nivlos ala eitz. Ki kavor sikvarenu. Ki kilas elokim talui. The Mishnah addresses this idea of kilas elokim talui. Klomar, nipnei ma ze talui, mnei shebirech es Hashem. God forbid he cursed towards Shemayim. People ask this. Right? It's, we shouldn't constantly be reminded of the Avera. That's a perish. Amar Rav Meir. But now let's see what Rav Meir says, because that's the point that we're going to address. Amar Rav Meir, b'shah she'odam mitztayer shechina ma'loshen omeres. When a person is mitztayer, in this case, okay, we're talking about a person who was guilty of Vodazara, of Birkas Hashem, of, God forbid, cursing toward Shemayim. And this, the Mishnah refers to as Bishah Sha'odam Mitztayer. When a person is Mitztayer, is in pain. And other words, we're talking about this person who's been executed. His body is now in a shameful state. It hasn't been buried yet. These are very difficult times for the relationship between the soul and the body. The relationship is like that of a couple. It's very hard for the soul to see the body in such a shameful state. He's mitztayer. The Adam is mitztayer. Ma lashon omeres. What lashon does the Shechina say? Kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. I feel a weakness in my head, kaviyachal. I feel a weakness in my arm. Continues the Mishnah. Im kein, if these words are said, kaviyachal, that the Shechina feels discomfort, a weakness in the head, a weakness in the arm, over the loss, over the death of a rasha. Im kein, right? Hamokom etzar al daman shel rishoyim shenishpach. The blood of the rasha that has been shed, and this elicits these expressions of discomfort, of pain from the Shechina with regard to the death of this Rasha. Kal v'chomer al daman shel tzadikim. Certainly, more so, kal v'chomer This is true with regard to the death of the righteous. Says the Rambam. Kach amar kosev, shebemisas zeh, hachote, yishchur ben hametzius. Rambam says, the death of this chote is a mini destruction of reality. Well, haniach oso b'chaim ein tov, but to leave him alive, you can't do either, because he's committed a terrible sin. The loss. Who are we? Just as we saw before, right, that this is a period of Elul, a period of our development. Just as we saw before, that we have to have faith in Hashem, on the one hand, that will be there for us, but not be complacent and full of ourselves and think that we don't have to correct anything or have to fix anything. We're fine the way we are. But this example in the Torah is telling us, do you know who you are? Do you know how great you are? Even when a Rasha is nanash, the Shechina Kavyachol is in pain. The Tzara, the Shechina. Why? Because such an incredible potential has been lost. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, what does the term mean? When it says the Shechina says, Kalani Mizroi, Kalani Miroshi, what does it mean? Right? Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi, that my head feels weak, my hand feels weak. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Masha Omar, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi, Ha'inin Haim, Tfilin Shel Rosh, V'Tfilin Shel Yad. Tfilin Shel Rosh, V'Tfilin Shel Yad. Rosh upon the head, Shel Yad upon the arm. Ki Amru Azal, Tzakodesh Baruch Hu Minyach Tfilin. Gemara Brachas. Just as we wear Tfilin, Kav Yachol, the Rabbonu Shel Olam wears Tfilin. Ve'in and Tfilin Shalom, Yizbarach Shmo, who is Dabkuso Yizbarach Shmo Lehetiv Imanu Bakol. It represents the connection that he has with us in order to give to us in every fashion. Voshakosav Sham, there it says in the Gemara Brachos, Tfilin de Mare Alma Maksiv Behu. What is written on the Parshios that are found in the Tfilin of the Borei Olam, Kav Yachol? Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. Examples that the Gemara brings down there, the psukim that are written, the parshas that are written in the tefillin of the Shechinah, Kedosha, are all parshas that speak about the greatness of the Jewish people and the closeness of the Jewish people to the Borei Olam. V'chein kol psukim de sham hem rak shivchei Yisrael. V'kulu ksiv v'adroi, they're written all in one long parsha in the Shel Yad, just as our tefillin Shel Yad contain the parshios of, right, from Vayakiv Yacha, right, Kaddish Liko Bechor, Vayakiv Yacha, Shema, Vayayim Shamoa, just as our tefillin contain our statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention in our lives, to take us on the path of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the fact that the declaration of Hashem's oneness, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, Shema, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, Vayayim Shamoa. Just as that those parshas are written in our tefillin vis-a-vis the Borei Olam, so too in the Borei Olam's tefillin are written, Mikamcha Yisrael, Ve'echad Aretz, etc. Psukim, parshas to talk about the greatness of the Jewish people and their connection to Hashem. Shasham hu inyan izdabkus hu inyan kosov hakosov Yisrael asher b'cha espire. The Jewish people, the ones upon and through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word takes pride in them. So the tefillin de Mari Alma, this is the secret of the tefillin of the Master of the Universe. Shat tefillin nikraim pe'er, tefillin were called a crown of glory, of splendor. When an Adam, like we said in the Mishnah, even a Rasha, as ein is kashrus vizdabkus kaviyachol bina Adam levenoy yizvarach. With Adam is Mistire, with Adam, in the case of the Mishnah, a person has been executed, that connection has been broken. Who Inyan Kolani Miroshi Kolani Misroi. So El, during this time of our, as it were, spiritual fetal development, we must come to grips with some very fundamental ideas. This idea from Kisetse, who are we? What is our potential? Our closeness to Hashem. Our greatness is within the tefillin of the Shalyad and the Shorosh of the Borei Olam Kaviyochol. And in order to be able to live up to that, on the one hand, we mustn't live in complacency and smugness and think, oh, I'm okay. Right? But as the Sfasem has taught us, v'lo anachnu, the degree to which you stop being that self-centered, right, smug, self-satisfied self, that's the degree to which you will find lo anachnu, we will be unto him, unto the Rabbono Shalom. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to realize that Hashem is there for us. We shouldn't lose faith in ourselves. We shouldn't come down too hard on ourselves. Change, yes. Yeush, hopelessness, no. Is everything beseder? Shall we say that nothing needs fixing? We shouldn't delude ourselves. But on the other hand, we have to have total faith that Hashem will be there to aid us. Lulei aman tiros b'tuv Hashem be'aretz chaim, as an answer to ki kamu v'yedei sheker v'chamas le'satan yitzhar, would say, I'm hopeless. And David HaMelech says, no. L'yaman tiros v'tu Hashem be'aretz chayim. If not for my belief in Hashem, I would have indeed been overcome by my enemies who testify and say that I am a hopeless case. But my faith in Hashem doesn't allow that to happen. These are points to ponder during this time period. We're halfway through Elul. Im lo achshav emasai. We should be prepared for Yom HaDin, for Rosh Hashanah, with a proper degree of trepidation, and at the same time a proper degree of faith that the Rabbono Shalom is there for us. He will aid us in our path. Amen. Hatzlacha. Have a good Shabbos, and a Chodesh Tov Mivorach.